So we didn't realize, too, but we just did not tell for the Main Street of Rodney's Guild that could have kept us from Ireland. But then we plotted some of our land into lots to sell, and then they put a street up here where Highway 52 is now, and that was called Church Street. Otherwise, our address was just a post office box in Mountain City. We were about 5 blocks from school at the law. And it was real cold weather in the winter time. My dad used to hitch up the horse to a slave and go around and pick up the other children that had closed us and pick up the school. It was real cold. We'd all cover up with a big fur robe like and keep it warm. Our church, there were just two churches in Robbinsville, the Congregational and the Catholic Church. And the Protestant, the Congregational Church, was just a block from our house. That stood on some land that my grandfather gave for the church to be built. And the Catholic Church was the one on 40th and Jefferson Highway.
About how many schools did Robbinsville have?
There was just one school. Just through the 8th grade, and that was over on 17th Avenue. And we had a library. It started out by a little tiny building that stood just on 42nd, where the library building stands now. It was just a small building. And we didn't have any parks, especially. I guess we could get close to the lakes, but we didn't have any park. But we did have a bandstand, and that stood over about where the Standard Oil is now. And we used to gather there, and the band would play, and we'd sell ice cream coolers and all. And like there, we told them stories.
What were the types of stores were around in Robbinsville when you were a child?
I had some different Well, I think, let's see, our main street had a pump store, and that had half of it was a hardware store, and the other half it was we used to like to go there and get our paint. By a member of the And you know, there are other people rather than over there or something. And the meat all was hung up in great big quarters of meat and cut off what you wanted and all the steaks and cut it off. You wanted a chicken, you get a big and live chicken on the bank and you go out, get a live chicken and throw it in the dressing for you. You know what it means to dress a chicken?
Store, you buy your hat from him and you see permit moving on it. So you buy it and then you
the style of the houses. Most of them have a porch on the front which is called piazza. And they weren't screened in. The long thing I think where they had screened in for it. I think most of the houses here are 60 or 50 story and a half or so. And the houses were too close together at the start with. All of them had big enough lots, so they had a vegetable garden out back for the trees and vegetables. And we owned our own room right next door to my grandmother's house. So we were close to that. I don't know that there were any apartments in the town, especially. People that owned the stores over town had rooms up above where they lived with their families. So it was quite a while, I think, before the married goes out of the park. And the other end, there's a apartment building, we had a very good kennel. Oh, anyone know about the school?
When did you attend the school?
Well, we went through the 8th grade out here in Raleigh. And then we were the last, our class was the last group of 8th graders to go to Minneapolis to high school after we graduated with the Native High School. So we went to North High School from high school. And then we went on to business college. And what subjects did you like best?
Music, geography, history, studies.
I liked arithmetic and I liked English. Yeah, and we had to carry our own lunch, but we were close enough so we could get home for lunch. And if we ran most of the way, we had an hour. But if we carried our lunch, we usually carried them in a tin pail, and they had a little basement in the school. It was probably much bigger than this. And it was just rough cement, and it had one little window up at the top, and it had these benches that we'd sit on. And sometimes we'd see a lizard down there. It was most unbelievable. But before we graduated from the eighth grade, they had built out the school. And the last year that we were there, we had a nice little thing.
And the woman got a chance to work with it.
Yeah, we worked in it, and they served soup and sandwiches. But nothing like what you get today. We had radiators to heat the school, and sometimes they'd leak, and the water would run over the floor. We were quite comfortable, but we had big, big windows, and when the wind blew, and then we had just one janitor. He did everything with his boyfriend. I don't think it's very much like the school today. We have things to do, but you have much more things that you can select for your education and if you just had reading, writing, and arithmetic, so I think you come out much better equipped. Well, I think the most serious diseases was scarlet fever, and I had that. And then I have a few diphtheria. I don't know of any famous doctors. Everybody has their own family doctor there in the house. And I don't think there's more than one doctor at all. There's a I don't know of any women doctors. I doubt people would have trusted me as much as they do today. And the hospital would have given me the answer. I've been responsible for the memory. And I went to Minneapolis to a hospital. And I remember it was the darkest place, and it was all dark and all the way to the city and putting in the mirrors, and it was dark. I don't think they had any of those. I think they would say it all, but I think they looked at the other things and they told me that the nurses asked me to do that. They probably worked on the project, but I don't ever recall them. And I don't think the hospitals were anywhere near. They were small compared to the other years. We didn't have a few years of the great school, we did a school in the other years. We didn't go in to Minneapolis for a while. No, I'll let you read it. My first job, I think we found it got about $10 a week. That was work in the dime store, and we worked in the department stores in Minneapolis. It was hard to get a job then, and we were out, got out of high school. It was during the Depression, and we made jobs So you had to take whatever you could get. '19 when we got our first job.
I remember when the first thing we worked in the bank started on City. He wanted me to work at the cash register. We were a special early bird one. And they were pretty beneficial. And he wanted me to make change in his life. He had never done anything like that. I came out about 10 cents a year then.
There weren't very many jobs available for kids. Anything besides delivering paper. Most people, I think, mowed their own lawn. They could work in gardens. The farmers would pick up potatoes and weed and things like that. They didn't work in the grocery store. And we had several kinds of jobs. I liked some of them and some of them I didn't. And you went on to get finished with this in the college.
I think everything improved with this. You learn an awful lot, I think, when you go out and venture out on your first job. And I think the main thing is to have confidence in yourself, because the other person you're looking for is you want to be able to make mistakes too. So you just feel that you can make a mistake in your life.
I don't think many back in our day, they didn't specialize in anything. You went to work, and if you found something that you liked, well, you stuck by it. But now, I think by the time you're in the eighth grade, you've almost made up your mind what you want to do. And with your high school education, you helped prepare you for that.
What kind of shoes do you wear?
Well, you always have a pair for dress. And your great aunt would give us a pair of mathematical shoes. And those were your pride and joy. And you had to keep them rubbed up with gasoline so they would wear those on Sunday. We had your shoes had to last you a whole year, and you were not to be able to shoe your feet and go on the bottom of the shoes. There was a big sun, you got a blade to put it in the air, but it was so dry out, and not let them rain. Well, I think we probably had 2 pairs of shoes. In the summertime, we did a pair of sandals. Maybe 2 years or something like that. And women's fashion is when we were trying. I think those ladies were either a neat way or the word maybe the good for a dress for a dress. So they have a lady who wants to go to a dress for a dress. They have a little bit of a dress for a dress. They have a little bit of a dress for a dress.
They come to your house, the dressmaker.
Yeah.
And then if you were far from their house, but she stayed in the night, maybe she'd stay a whole week or 2 hours or so. And the children, and I think this woman knew how to make her own clothes, and long skirts, and they wore blouses, and they wore, always wore aprons over their vests, and they had big, big hats with feathers on them, mostly. Ladies all had long hair.
Yeah, I wore the pun.
Most girls had long hair.
Yeah, I didn't have to. You can throw it in your hair. What room? There's a leg. Well, all that are in plants.
Well, we had a wood burning stove in the kitchen with an oven underneath, and on the end was a reservoir, and we keep that full of water, and then we had a fire in it. And we'd have to have kindling, we used corn cobs and things like that to get the fire started. Bigger pieces of wood. Then we did have an oil stove with rolls, and they came with about 3 burners on it, and then we had an oven that sat on top of that. And we could use that. And we used that during the summertime because the wood range would keep the house up so much. And the washing machine was a wooden tub, right? And it had a thing that looked like a stool with 3 legs on it on the top of it. And when you shut the cover down and it pulls in it, your water, and it had a thing you turn by hand, and it would take this as you turn this thing by hand, it would make that go around. So you could stand there and turn this for half an hour or more to get 3-4 load of washing. That was the first. Then they finally came out with something like that, that we had electricity, that had a motor on it. And so then you didn't have to do that by hand. Then you take, there's a wringer that was based on that, and you'd have to turn that wringer by hand and put all the clothes you have to put the water on. That would go into another tub, and you'd rinse it, and then you'd wring them out again through that wringer. That was an all-day's job, and you made your own soap, and you'd have to cut that all up because it was in bars, and you'd cut that up fine and put it in a big boiler and put your boiler on a little stove. And you were the mother, and that would boil and melt your soap, and you were ready to wash. So washing took all day.
The job. Sometimes they used to do their white clothes, and they used to do their red clothes, and their baby clothes.
And we didn't have inside plumbing until we did have a cast iron black sink, and then we had a little pump on one side that connected to the well, and then you'd pitch, and you had a water, you could let a little amount of water run off. We had a long trough on the outside of the house, and that would run the outer out. But we didn't dump much of the water that way. And about 18 more, I guess, we had the first big white sink on Robbinsdale, and it had two main doors, main door on each side, and the room. Running water, and we had a little place out back, Aunt Mary's, we did them an inside.
In my watch,
and when you wanted a bath, you bring in the wash tub, the wash tub, and put it in the kitchen, and we put it in the water, and we yeah, and after one kid got out, maybe they'd start with the youngest one, and they'd probably wash about three people in that same bathtub, same pool of water. And that they'd keep adding more warm water. And you only had a bath on Saturday night, usually, unless something very special to you. And we had, we were lucky because grandfather had an ice house living right on the lake where we got our ice. And so we would have ice all summer. And we had a refrigerator, which was just the ice. And was going to be there. So that way, otherwise, most people, we would only cook. In your meal, you would usually get it in the morning from the farmer, and every morning, so that way you use it for the next week. So you get your food. And you have too much of it to keep on the ice.
Well, we had our own garden, we had all our own fresh vegetables, and we kept our potatoes, had our own potatoes, and I think most people did, the farmers would come around and go up and down the block selling the product too. And you didn't buy a really prepared food. You bought your flour and you found eggs and your cereal likewise. So you didn't have things to buy at the store. We didn't at least, but didn't have a garden like they do. Good. But once in a while, we'd buy my dad or go down to Minneapolis to buy the store down there at Savage's. And he would buy cookies and and I think we like most of the food. We had to like the food anywhere else. Sometimes you had to sit at the table and do the year and like to I don't just remember what the prices were. I don't think we used to go and get a quarter's worth of wieners and at the butcher shop, that's what you would buy mostly would be your eggs. And after a quarter, you get a whole food bucket of eggs. And you would get place that put the building in the building. Place for again, the prices were very, very cheap compared to what they are now. What do they have in that report? And you, we had to help whether we had cows to when you went to store your brother came and brother was brought by the Pope. And then she had to be so up to the guy's home, and the beast would all separate, the oil would all separate for it. And then you had to stir and stir and stir to get it set. So it would be, what was the brand's name? We had Kellogg, I think it was probably early brand. And, I'll care about it, and I'll get all the things to it. We just came a reason, you know. And we had no reason. And we used to write Mr. Sims grocery stores, that's where we got the free to know. I don't think we ever went to the store until we were probably 6 or 7 years old, and the grocery guys came around and they forced the leg in the morning. And we used to see the order, write down your order, and then go back to the store in the afternoon and come out the window all over. So even the and I don't remember when they first bought proper ice cream. They used to make their own ice cream. And they were all eating from my house and make their own ice cream. That used to be part of the turn the crank. Pop, I don't remember when I first said it was love pop.
19.
Well, we had it to sell. We had it to sell. We sold pop for the chocolate that was in there.
Oh, we had it in the city. Well, we had one of the first cars, all of you. But, we had a street car put it into Minneapolis. I think it cost us about 5 cents to ride on it, then it went up to 8 cents. And we had horses and we had a pony. We had a pony and we used to ride around and get rid of them. We got our first car that we used to